requires a gift from above. I know that Harvey has spent a considerable amount of his lifetime teaching golf, not thinking of what to say to a pupil, but how to say it. Harvey's messages always came across in soothing tones, for he always knew how fragile our psyches were when we were playing poorly. His mere choice of words suggested the direct antithesis of commanding tones. For example, he would always inspect the hands of a pupil to check for calluses. If he found them, he might say, "Let's try and place our hands around the club." The inference is made thus not to grab or twist or wrap our hands around the club. Placing was always a valuable word since it implies a lighter grip pressure. Therefore, it became easier to swing the club head. Those of us who are lucky enough to have been around him for a while have truly been touched by a man of unfailing courtesy and generosity, a special kindness the likes of which I have never before witnessed in any man. I have never, ever heard of him remotely raising his voice to another. He is truly a man filled with compassion for others. For all his admirable traits, let us simply say that Harvey Pinnock represents the very best that life and golf can offer.
Harvey Pinnock is not only the consummate club and teaching professional, but a unique individual. He has never been interested in the financial rewards or the